I'm Jill Freitas with National Native News. In today's headlines, the Native Youth Olympics kicks off in Anchorage, and public comment closes on a drilling proposal near a protected site. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Jill Freitas. Opening ceremonies for the statewide Native Youth Olympics got underway at the Alaska Airlines Center in Anchorage Thursday. This year's NYO coordinator, Brittany Vo, says it's impressive to watch the procession of 400 athletes from across Alaska enter the stadium as they carry homemade banners that represent their schools and communities. Over the next 2 days, thousands of people will come to watch traditional Native games like the Alaska High Kick, the Seal Hop, and Stick Pole. Tests of skill, strength, and endurance, Vo says, are rooted in survival off the land. This year marks the 40th year that the Cook Inlet Tribal Council has hosted NYO. Since then, the games have continued to grow. Today, teams from more than 100 Alaska communities take part. The deadline to comment on a Trump administration proposal that could roll back a two-decade ban on oil and gas drilling around a UNESCO World Heritage site has since passed. Within 7 days, more than 70,000 comments were gathered by the BLM. KJZZ's Gabriel Pietrasio has more on the potential changes for public lands surrounding Chaco Canyon. After a year of working for the U.S. Department of the Interior, Scott Davis has stepped down from his role as Deputy Assistant Secretary of Indian Affairs. As Brian Bull of Buffalo's Fire reports, Davis is now back in North Dakota and the private sector. And I'm Jill Freitas.